Hare Krishna. Just getting ready for going to get some jewelry for Radhe Shyam, and hopefully I'll be a more successful than I was Sunday before last. Last night I went to Bhaktivedanta Manor to take darshan of Radha Gokul Nanda and meet for a while with Bhakti Chumaraj before I went to meet with him. I also went upstairs in the Goshala to see how Ramadevi is doing with the 40th anniversary celebration outfit for Radha Gokulananda, blue and green dress, very, very beautiful. And so many devotees involved in doing the dress and the jewelry and everything else. It's really, really wonderful to see that. I hope that it's something that really continues. It's something that I really wanted in the Hungarian Yatra. I haven't succeeded as yet in setting up that department that makes our own outfits, and very, very inspiring. Anyway, then I spoke to Bhakti Chumaraj about in Ujjain. He has devotees who are making the Shringasans, and because our project for this year and next year is replacing Radha Shyam's Shringasan, renovating the entire deity room, as well as the preparation room and other parts of the deity's service area. So I went to talk a little about the shringasans that they make. We're looking into that as an option, getting wooden shringasans from India, and I'm looking for local options in Hungary, which is best one up to now was out of ceramic, very interesting. And then I stayed to listen to Maharaj's class. He gave class on Haridas Thakur. And although it was a little hard for me to sit for an hour and a half from 7:30 to 9 on the chairs at the manor, they're not the most comfortable. But Maharaj spoke in such a enthralling and attractive, it's the real word to use for it, it's a sweet way. The lecture is on the articles, part of the podcast, so please listen to it. And so I was captivated. Well, it wasn't just me who was captivated. Everyone in the temple room was like dead still. You can hear it on the recording, and people were just, it was very, very wonderful, and particularly what had attracted me, immediately I recognized something that I'd really been missing over the last months by spending a month in hospital, and then spending time in Toronto, and being in hospital again, and recuperating here, is the opportunity to actually hear from Vaishnavas. Especially advanced Vaishnavas, Shushido Shuddhanascha Vasudeva Kataruchi, that there's nothing like hearing from devotees. Even Srila Prabhupada says that reading books is not enough. One has to hear directly from the lips of Vaishnavas, especially advanced Vaishnavas. And when we do so, Krishna becomes very pleased. Krishna sees, when Krishna sees our interest, our desire to hear from him, to hear from him in a non-envious way, from other Vaishnavas, then he removes those anarthas from within our hearts that are otherwise very, very difficult to weed out, those obstacles to our spiritual life. And it's something that I experienced. It's something that everyone can experience when they're sitting attentively in Bhagavatam class. Then they feel that transcendental happiness, that satisfaction. Why? Because Krishna is satisfied, because Krishna is happy. And because we're doing the best thing possible. I just finished reading the 9th canto and just starting on the 10th of Bhagavatam. And Shukadeva Goswami ends the 9th canto by saying that Krishna and Balaram appeared in the previous age, just before Kali Yuga, and they performed wonderful pastimes. They say that the specific reason for Krishna's pastimes is that devotees, people in general, but particularly devotees in Kali Yuga, that by hearing these pastimes, they can overcome otherwise serious obstacles that are in the path of practicing devotees. Hear about Krishna's pastimes, his teachings to Arjuna and Uddhava. So we can see that this is emphasized so much throughout the pages of Bhagavatam, but not only the pages of the Bhagavatam, but here such definitive, conclusive statements by Shukadeva Goswami, that actually this was the very purpose for Krishna's appearance, so that we would have a chance, we in Kali Yuga, who otherwise have really no chance of at Krishna consciousness, what to speak of Krishna Prema, which is such a rare thing, as Bhakti Chuma Maharaj explains. That we actually can achieve the best. He gave this wonderful example of that when you chant Namabhas, one attains liberation, but by chanting purely, one gets Krishna Prema, and the difference between the two is, well, liberation is something like getting out of jail, of the material world, but Krishna Prema is getting out of jail and then moving into the king's palace and living along with the king. So I thought it was a very nice example. But this is why Krishna has appeared, and this is one of the purposes of Krishna's avatar, just for us aspiring devotees to be able to really make spiritual advancement. So we should not neglect hearing from Vaishnavas. It is our real sustenance. It's that which ensures that we continue to advance in spiritual life and that we actually gain the attention and mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna.